Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly, and in Powering Your Property, we look at the biggest headlines coming out of the property space. Like many countries, Singapore's residential property market was badly battered at the peak of the virus, but property market recovery has been faster than in other nations. Low interest rates, pent-up demand, and stimulus injections have enabled the residential market to rebound. Singapore's home sales closed on a positive note last year as sales rose the most in 6 months in December, signaling a resilient market that has weathered our worst recession. According to Urban Redevelopment Authority data released on Friday, sales of new private apartments jumped 57% last month from November. The percentage increase is the biggest since June, when purchases doubled. So what does that mean for the market in the year ahead? Well, we're joined by Nicholas Mark, and he's the head of research and consultancy at ERA Realty to find out. Nick, thank you so much for joining us again today.
Well, thank you, Rachel.
What are the key drivers for the robust increase that we've seen in the last month, which is, you know, it's traditionally quite quiet. It's the end of the year.
Yes, usually December, being the year-end period and a festive period, most of the time the market takes a break. It's a lull period. Mm. But this year, last month, it's quite the reverse. And ironically, we have to thank the coronavirus for this increase in home sales in December. The reason is because of the travel restrictions. Many decision makers, such as property developers, home buyers and sellers, stayed in Singapore. And so it became business as usual. And developers capitalized on this, the healthy sales momentum that has been going on for the last couple of months. And they released more units for sale in December, including the launch of three new residential projects. Two of them are rather large, such as Key Residences at Brookvale, Claiborne, and the slightly smaller project, Phoenix Residences. So they attract buyers. These projects are located more in the suburban areas, so they attract more of the mass market buyers who are mostly Singaporeans and PR who are staying in Singapore.
So, Nick, you know, as you mentioned, this strong sales performance last month, it was, again, supply-led. Tell us more about, you mentioned suburban areas, but which regions and types of launches are really driving take-up at the moment?
Well, most of the well-take-up the projects that are in good demand are in the suburban areas, the OCR areas. Two of the projects are more in the slightly western part of the suburban areas, predominantly in the Clementi area. So when they were launched, it's one of them, like for example, Key Residences is built on an en bloc sale project. And so some of the buyers are owner-occupiers who were the previous owner of that development, who are returning to buy because they like to live in that area. And I think the same goes for one of the newest launches over the weekend, which is Normanton Park. Some of the buyers were also the previous owners who sold that the older development through a collective sale.
And looking at the numbers and the sales transactions for December, Nick, what buyer trends did you see? I know at the end of last year, we spoke a little bit about this trend of people looking at larger properties in suburban areas. From the sounds of things, is that a trend that's continuing into this year as well?
Yes, although of course I think that perhaps in the later part of this year, the buyer's profile could change slightly. I think most of the buyer's profile, the profile of buyers that are driving demand in the second half of 2020 are mostly local buyers, in other words, Singaporeans and permanent residents. There are some foreigners here among the buyers, but the travel restrictions has largely kept some of the foreign buyers out of the Singapore market for the time being. So the The type of trends that we have seen is firstly, some of these buyers are HDB upgraders, mm-hmm. Partly because in 2019, 2020, and also going into 2021, a significantly higher number of HDB flats are maturing. They have reached the end of their five-year minimum occupation period, so the owners can sell them on the resale market, and some of these owners are looking to upgrade to private properties. And another thing is that some of these buyers are also looking for something that is that can fit their budget. So some are price sensitive, and I think the projects that sell fairly well are those that are priced quite reasonably to target this group of buyers.
We're speaking with Nicholas Mark, Head of Research and Consultancy at ERA Realty. Nick, additionally, annual new home sales, they've not surpassed 10,000 units, and that was after the introduction of the cooling measures in July 2018. From your perspective, what do these numbers underscore?
Well, it seems like there is the pent-up demand seems to be going on. That started in the middle of last year are continuing on, but it's not just pent-up demand. I think that the pandemic has not really affected the entire population in Singapore equally. So most of the people who can afford to buy private properties are probably the top 30 to 40% of the income group. And some of these people, their jobs are not affected badly by the pandemic. Right. There's a large group of these potential buyers. Their income are not affected. In fact, the work at home situation suits them very well because they are white collar professionals. And so they just need the right push to encourage them to enter the market.
And so do you see the string of robust sales that we saw in the second half of last year carry into this year as well?
Well, I think the real estate market is already off to a very good start for 2021 with the launch over the weekend of the mega big project Momentum Park with a total of 1,862 units. About one third of that whole development is reportedly sold over the weekend. That's about 600 units. So I think that that's a good, very good start to it. Although I think in February, the market might take a bit of a pause because of the Chinese New Year, but momentum will start off again after that.
Now, your general outlook for the Singapore residential market in 2021 sounds relatively positive. What other property trends are you looking out for in the year ahead?
Well, I think that now it depends on how the pandemic develops and play out, whether or not the Singapore and our regional neighbors as well as further afield, how are their economies going to recover as the vaccination programs are rolled out and how the governments are reacting? Because if all our neighbors and our trading partners are doing well, I think the Singapore economy will also benefit. And at the same time, some of the foreign buyers might also return to Singapore. Now, what 2020 has done very well is basically for the mid-tier and the mass market projects. There are still some projects in the high-end segment that are still waiting for the return of the rich foreign buyers. And hopefully that if they come back, I think the limelight for 2021 might shift to the higher end of the market segment. But the market, the sales momentum in 2021 might be slightly also affected, partly due to the market could be a victim of its own success in a way, is that there might be a limited supply of new launches in 2021 compared to the previous year, because many of the big projects has already been launched. I think one of the last mega projects is Momentum Park, which is launched in this month. And there wouldn't be that many big projects to really excite the market going into 2021. And then the other, I think a bit of an elephant in the room is whether or not will the government come in with another round of cooling measures, you know, to basically stall the party. That's a big unknown billion-dollar questions.
So do you think that could happen, Nick?
Well, I don't know whether it's in the job descriptions of some civil servants to be party poopers. Hope not, because the market recovery is still at the very beginning stage. So if they were to come in with any sort of cooling measures, or already the existing cooling measures are very punitive, you know, it actually discouraged many middle-class Singaporeans from second property. I think there's a large number of Singaporeans and PRs here who can afford a second property as an investment, but they are not doing so, but because of the very punitive additional buyer's stamp duty. And then foreigners are also discouraged from coming here because of that.
Okay, well, Nick, let's hope that we continue to see a positive outlook for the property market for the rest of the year. Thank you so much for sharing all of those insights with us.
Well, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Nicholas Mark, Head of Research and Consultancy at ERA Realty, right here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.